Blog Talk Radio.
This is the year of the soldier. This is, you know, stand up or fall back. You know, I don't really have time to be worried about whether you fuck with me or whether you don't. You know, I own a brand called Zero Fucks. Like, do you think that I give a fuck whether you fuck with me or not? I fuck with you. We have a million other things that we could be talking about, we could be doing, and right now I think that my duty is to other human beings. You don't gotta fuck with me, I fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? These people that buy my brand, they fucks with me. You think that I see you because of you're in such pain that you see, you think that everybody sees how much in pain you are. Because I'm coming out a little bit stronger this year. Like, I'm guillotining everybody. People that are coming to me to help, healing, they're right here.
All right, y'all, I am here. It is Sunday, May 19, 2019. This is Soulful Sunday, but it's also Church, episode 7, I believe. And shout out to my listener, I believe she's over in London. So, on days that I feel like, no one's paying attention, no one's listening, no one's whatever, y'all be like, Where's Church at? I needed it. And I'm so thankful. I want to say thank you to you guys. The Poor Pussy Management show is getting like 600-700 listens a day. Like, what did I say in that your aunties or your grandmama and them or your mama ain't told you over the years? And that just lets you know that we have some sort of generational gap and problem with a lot of our youth. Not youth, but youth. Me drinking water this morning because I told y'all, if you guys are following me, if you're not, follow me on Instagram. I'm at miss.d.scott, not MS, MISS.D.Scott. I do look at the friend request. I just did a post the other day about, like, look, y'all got to stop. Like, I'm out here living my best life. I'm not, you know, worried about your boyfriend, your father, your uncle, or whoever it is that y'all think that I mess with. Please don't try to follow my posts and think that you're going to be able to Blues Clues together some sort of damn story about what's going on in my love life and what's not, because I have learned, I told you, since 2011, 2012, when it was actually you, the fans, that sent me a picture of my dude getting a tattoo with another female and that whole situation went about, I don't really be putting my hoes on the internet like that. And if I do put one of my hoes on the internet, I was probably drunk that day or feeling some type of way, because the minute that you post who you with and all that other stuff and your page is open, see, a lot of y'all get away with having cheating boyfriends because your page is private. So you ain't going to show up on nobody's Explorer page, because trust me, open up your page for a good 6 months, you're going to find out stuff that you didn't want to know. So today's show is about judgment. And part of the reason that a lot of people are straying away from the actual institution of religion or church is because of judgment. And so I think as humans, we lack the ability to hear a person's entire story, and then we judge them based on what others say. We often lack the ability to put the imaginary shoe on the other foot. I said that that's a huge man issue. I'm not saying women can't. I'm just saying that men literally don't understand what it feels like to be treated the way that some of them have treated us until we literally do the exact same thing to them. And a lot of times we end up hurting people that it didn't even mean to go that way, but God had other plans. God got us, okay? And in recent conversations that I've had this week, I felt a lot of sympathy. You know, and I'm not saying I'm a stone cold biatch, but my life has been very black and white, you know, because of religion. My life has been, you don't sleep with married men, you know, you shouldn't be fornicating, you shouldn't be doing all these things. And shout out to the cussing pastor that was like, y'all mad at me for cussing, but y'all still fucking every day and having freaky sex and then going to church on Sundays thinking that that washes that away. It's all sin. It doesn't matter. And actually, cussing isn't a sin. So I was trying to refrain from doing that on Sunday because I want y'all to really get the spiritual message that I'm giving you without diluting it with the curse words, and y'all like, you know, because I'm trying to have something that is sacred. So for people, if you want to listen to it in your house, in front of your children, whatever, because y'all know I don't care about what I say. So when I say we judge people based on woman power, there are certain behaviors that men can exhibit that I look at them and I'm like, that's real bitch made. Like, why would you even do that? And I shouldn't do that, because I have done that. And in a situation that I recently had a conversation with this week, I almost apologized to the gentleman. Like, wow, I didn't know none of this, what you telling me, and that's why you reacted the way that you did when I had to come for him at one point several years ago, because this is what this woman had done to you. And as a man, I have to give him credit, because he didn't drag her the way I would have dragged you. Oh, honey, had that been my brother, oh, you'd have been dragged for filth for the end of your days. You would have never been able to, you wouldn't have been able to do nothing, honey. And that's what I mean by woman power. So me being a woman, I'm like, well, you as a man shouldn't be doing this and this, this, and this. And when I got the opportunity just on happenstance to sit down and talk to the gentleman this week, I was floored. And I had to be mad at myself for how I reacted to the information that was given to me, because I'm just going off. I used to just be crazy like that, just come to somebody's defense. I don't even know what you did. You might have been beating your kids. I don't know. I do know that I had to stop watching a lot of the shows that I was watching, like Snapped and things like that, because I found myself sympathizing, not so much with the victim, he did, but I'm sympathizing with, as a woman, if somebody came home and beat me up every day, or if someone was raping my kids, or if someone, you know, had made me augment my body to a certain specific way and get tattoos and do all these things, and you turned around and did to me what you did. And then I told you, if men don't have nothing else, they have the audacity. You know, I watched one show called Snapped, and he was cheating on her with a lady that worked in the office. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, y'all just reckless out here, and especially in the city that I live in. I have never seen, especially in the environment I work in, more reckless people, especially men, in my whole entire life. I've never seen this. You know, one dude was in there with a prostitute one night. The next night, he in there, you know, with his wifey. Like, are you crazy? Like, you don't, what's going on? Have you not listened to the prophet Jay-Z? You ain't supposed to be doing that. And then, you know, I don't judge, but that to me is a hard fact. So I want us to be able to discern between judgment and a hard fact. Judgment means that in the situation that I'm talking about, where I spoke to the gentleman this week, I had went to the aid of the female, and she's not my friend. It's nothing like that. I went to the aid of the female because I felt like it was bitch made what he did. But then when I'm hearing that this is a woman that you've been dealing with for over a decade, this is a woman that was pregnant by you, this is a woman that went and married somebody else, this is a woman that you were married and then y'all, and like, this is crazy to me, because first of all, it wasn't none of my business, but now since we're talking, let's talk. I judge this man based on what this girl, and now come to find out, she's a whore's whore. So, like, whatever I thought about you before, ma'am, I think 10 times worse now. You are a whore, a true whore's whore. Because everybody in this world deserves happiness. And if you're not finding happiness in your relationship, no judgment, but that's on you for whatever you suffer through, because you don't have to be in that relationship. Now, I could see. Now, let me say this. If the dude was like, if you leave, I'm going to blow your brains out, because I know a lot of young ladies in that situation. And even though we might not really take that to heart, it is a normal occurrence in my relationships and some of the past relationships that I've had, that the dude was like, you know, if you leave, I'll kill you. I'll kill you, the nigga. I'll paint the town red with your blood and things like that, which is why I never really dated. Well, actually, I never did date anybody that lived in my same city, because that was too close for comfort. Not that I was doing anything, but it's just like I need to be able to go to work and feel comfortable. Now, make no mistake, my dudes are psychotic. They popping up, they catching planes, they doing whatever. So as I'm hearing the story, what was really sad about the story, and a lot of you women don't understand, these men hurt just like we do, okay? So as I'm listening, I'm having discernment in what that man said that day several years ago that I actually jumped down his throat about. He was hurt. And he and you know what's crazy? You know what I love? I love a man that don't talk trash about y'all. I love a man that says, you know what, I probably wasn't the best person that I could have been for, and maybe I just wasn't enough, and that's why, you know, she married dude, or that's why, you know, she did this, this, and this. I didn't know that the woman had kids to somebody that wasn't even, like, this shit's crazy. You know, it was crazy to me because here we are judging this woman, thinking that because she does this and she appears this and she quotes Bible scripture, right, that she was in the right and that maybe this incident that happened with this gentleman was just this one time and he was special. Let me tell you, I have to give her credit from a pimp's standpoint. She did that nigga just like these niggas be doing us. And I use nigga loosely, okay? She did that nigga the same way that these niggas be doing us, and you see how we act. Oh, I'ma leave. You know what? I'm not happy. I want to be with you. Like, I felt so bad for having dragged this man several years ago. And it doesn't mean that I think anything different of the girl other than you are a true whore's whore. Because not only was you messing with him, you went and messed with your friend's little boyfriend. Then you went and brought another dude. Then you tried to holler at my dude. Then you try, like, bitch, you are a whore. And when I say a whore, I mean that in the sense of whatever little bit of church that I do believe in, I believe in the institute and sanctity of marriage. Now, I told y'all before, ain't no such thing as side chick, main chick, fiance. None of that matters until you take your butt down to that courthouse and you do it before God and somebody that's going to bless you to do it. Okay? That's a commitment. That you did under God. I'm not going to play with him or her or them. I'm not going to play with them deities because I will want somebody to have the same respect for my marriage, which was not shown to me, that I do for yours. You're welcome. But if that's your little boyfriend, I don't care. I don't care if you've been with somebody for 28 years. I see people been together 28 years, get married, be divorced in 6 months, and he got a 19-year-old pregnant. It happens. So I'm sitting there listening to the man, and what's crazy, he wasn't even bashing her. Wasn't that, to me, made me sick to my stomach. Because here I am for the good of all women in the universe. Yes, girl, yes. No, I cannot co-sign. I do not co-sign whorish behavior, especially when you're getting people feelings involved. Listen, I know a lot of thoughts. I know a lot of little girls go out, pop pussy, that's what they do, and I just did a show on that for Tell the Truth Tuesday with Poor Pussy Management. It's ridiculous. When you go on your host role, and I write about that, if y'all didn't know, I'm actually an author. I have 6 books. The 7th book's about to be released. The most popular of the books is called Stay in Your Lane, A Diary of a Hot Mess by D. Scott. It's on Amazon and Kindle. And what a lot of people don't know is that I actually did a chapter in the book called The Host Role. And everybody is sitting up here judging Aisha Curry, right? In the book, I talk about the fact that if you don't get it, a host role to you, my host role may not have been the same as your host role. My host role consisted of my little pager going off. You know, I had an entire Rolodex of athletes that I could have called if I wanted to. I ain't never touched none but one or two of them. One of them I married. You know, being able to hop on planes, trains, automobiles, you know, jumping on boats. I've told y'all about that. Your host role might be you got ran through for a period in time and then you decided, you know what, I'm done with that, and then you move on with your life because you got all that nasty stuff out. Aisha Curry never had a host role. She's been with that man since she was 15, 16 years old. I also didn't know Aisha Curry had got her titties done. So you're looking at a woman that is no different than you or I, ladies. She's very insecure. Her husband got the little green eyes. I mean, I don't think Steph Curry's that cute. I think he's aight. I think his mama looked better than the whole family. His mother's gorgeous. Okay, I think the sister's gorgeous. The daddy, all right. The other brother, he looked strange to me, too. But, hey, that's what y'all like. Light skin, green eyes, that's what y'all like. But at the same time, we're up here judging Aisha Curry for saying that. How come nobody try to holler at her? Well, baby girl, I'm going to tell you why nobody try to holler at you, because ain't nobody got $100 million. Most men are hunters, right? So if they're going to holler at you, they're going to at least lie and try to make it seem like they got more than what your dude got. So here I am talking on the phone to a dude that's working 60, 70 hours a week, just literally like, I just keep thinking of the movie Soul Food when they're like, he's a good man, Vanessa. Like, that's what I keep hearing. And we drag these men, right? You told this man you was going to do X, Y, and Z. This is the reason that y'all be getting y'all heads blown off. You think that men can take the same type of disappointment and heartbreak the way that we do? Absolutely not. They are not built for that. They are not designed for that. They could sit there, I'm a man, I'm a man. Let me hurt your feelings. You're going to be right over, ready to jump over the fall somewhere. But women, we got to take it, right? We got to go to work. We got to take care of these kids. We can't cry. That's why we are the new face of the nervous breakdown, because of judgment. I never cared about what people ever thought about me, because in the end, I've done enough good and I've done enough for a lot of people and enough for people to understand that, you know what, if you get close to her, whatever, I'm not even going to tell you the secrets to get close to me. But the point of the matter is this. I don't harm children. I don't fuck married men. And I don't cheat. Now, I might leave you on Tuesday and be engaged on Thursday. That's different. And I'm going to tell you something else. I'm not judging the young lady I said is a whore's whore. What I'm saying is that I feel a great sense of sadness that because of judgment, right, this woman would not leave her relationship even though she's not happy and sleeping with every penis that got two pieces of hair on it. That is disgusting, and it pisses me off because you don't have to live like that. And, girl, I don't even like you at all. You are a bad person, and I told you, listen, anything I've ever said to y'all on my shows about these people, I have told directly to the people. So y'all can't get mad at me because y'all ain't surprised, like, oh, wow, she said I was a slut or a whore, whore. And I try not to call people a whore because, listen, you know, but let me tell you about this woman. This woman tried to tell me, well, you're a slut and you're a whore. No, I'm a slut and a whore with the man that I'm fucking. That's what I do. Beating the brakes off him every chance I get, knocking the head into the headboard. But that's mine. That's what I do. And that's why my relationships span for years, some of them decades. But I don't play no game with these hoes. I tell them what it is. They know what it is. I am thankful that I mess with men that have discernment that know if I don't do X, Y, and Z, I don't stand a chance with her. If I don't respect women, if I don't take care of my kids, if I talk bad, even if I, listen, when y'all come to the table with me and y'all want to sit down and we're going to do a dating show on Tuesday, you know, my judgment has put me in positions where, you know, I'm starting to have empathy for females that I couldn't stand, like that have done things to me, and I'm just like, I hope your whole stuff is wrecked. Your whole life, because you've said and done nasty, terrible things to me. But this week has opened my eyes to say that I'm up here judging this girl for staying with a dude. I'm talking about a different situation when she's abused. I know a young lady right now, she's being abused, right? And now that her abuser, she's away from her abuser, they're not together, you know. It's a situation where there's a vibration in the universe because you sat there and took that abuse for so long. You are ruined, young lady, for any other relationship within the next 2 to 3 years. And if you're not ruined, you're going to jump into something. And listen, I find myself praying for you hoes that I don't even like, just as a woman. Because I've judged you for doing things personally to me, not realizing that on some level you have to be in pain. Because if I endured the same thing that you did, I know what I felt like during that time. I hated everybody too. So if I was you, I would hate me too. I found myself in this conversation with this gentleman, and it's crazy because he said the same thing. Here he is, and I'm sure he judged me too. Niece is an animal. She's a savage. She just, anything come out her mouth. Right, anything come out my mouth, but don't anything just go in it. Like my grandmother, R.G. May, used to tell me, it don't matter what come out your mouth. It matters what's going in it. So if you got filthy things that's coming out your mouth, as long as filthy things ain't going in it, that's you good. And this is a woman that went to church like 4 days out the week. Couldn't get no more biblical than that. I am in a conversation with a gentleman, and I said something to him about, you know, one of my exes and, you know, about how he treated his parents and things like that. And he's just like, you know what, Denise, you might be all right. You might got a little heart in there. And that's terrible that y'all think that because I'm out here and I told y'all about my heart chakra, and we're going to get into the chakras and different things later on. When I went to go start doing Reiki, this was years ago before I finished my book, Staniel Lane. Staniel Lane was published in 2013. Literally like 2 months before my mother passed away. And, you know, I had to go to Reiki because I had blockages, you know. So I go and they were like, oh, your heart chakra is too open. So you would think that I would just be spewing with love, and actually that's not what happened. So if you have a pipe that has a leak, right, you strain hard as hell to make sure that you're covering up that leak, right, so that water can't get out because it's going to flood everything, right? So I think that what happened was I had so much love to give people, and I have so much faith in people, and I have so much adoration just for humans, especially men, women, just, you know, just life in general, because we don't have to be here. I done almost died so many times at the hands of a man that it's like, you know what I mean? I'm just happy to be here. You know, I'm like, what's the little boy named the little rabbit? He's like, how you doing today? He's like, man, it's just my second day out of here. I'm just, you know, I'm happy to be here. I think his name is Lil Uzi Vert or something like that. I'm just happy to be here. So every day that I get to stay above ground, everything up here is as above, so below. And if you don't know what that means, you need to Google it. Okay? So I try to live my life not so much making up for the wrongs that I've done, because I have been in relationships, not a tyrant, but I think I've been cold, right? I think I could have been more loving, right? But at the same time, why? Okay, so if y'all treated me like that when I was cold, imagine what y'all would have did to me if I would have came out loving like a lot of these young ladies and unsuspecting women do. Man, listen, okay? Y'all probably wouldn't have lived to tell the story about what would have happened. So with my heart chakra being too open, I'm, you know, trying to protect myself, right? So protecting me, I have to protect my son, because a lot of y'all judge me, but y'all keep forgetting if I was just some bum-ass bitch living someplace just raggedy as hell and just all I do is post on the internet every day and take bathroom selfies, y'all would have a better time with me. But I'm not. So y'all just think that, oh, she's all right. No, I'm still a single mom. I'm still a divorcee. I'm still a person that was recently in abusive relationships, whether it's verbally, physically, or that, mentally. No, I want the same treatment that you would treat someone else like that. But because you judge me and you don't like me, right, you think that I deserve whatever it was that I got. And what's sad is I don't wish that for you. I don't wish that whore-ass bitch no drama, no trouble. I felt bad for her as I'm sitting there listening, thinking something is wrong with her. The fact that you have a marriage and you go outside your marriage to look for attention from men, it's either the dick or he's just not stimulating you. But guess what? We get in these positions where we get money, and I'm just going to be 100% completely 100 with you. And I know some of y'all going to be banging y'all table and jumping up and down. I'm not, first of all, I'm not the little baby that's going to listen. And second of all, it's going to take someone that is bringing something more to the table for me than me besides money. I ain't got no money. I'm broke. We know that's the lie of the century. However, I'm not in a position, I don't care what you do for a living to get your money. Long as you ain't going to jail and it's legal, I don't care what you do to get your money. There's a lot of people making pockets of money that we don't know about. Owning Subways, owning, you know, McDonald's, you know, owning, what do you call it, the landscaping businesses and things like that, especially down in Florida, owning car lots, stuff like that. People, there's men out here really getting money legally. So you're going to have to, if you can't come to the table with making more than me, you're going to have to do more than me. Meaning, Denise ain't washing cars, I'm not fixing ovens, stoves. You have to be the man in the relationship when you're with me. So it doesn't matter if I make more money, you still going to be spending it. And I think the person that said it best was Super Scent. So y'all know who that is. She owns the crayon case, trademark. We watched Super Scent make $1 million in a day. She said to her man, because she's getting ready to get married, she just had a baby, congratulations to her, Leah Leger. She got her man in a position. Let me tell y'all something y'all could take notes on. So her man used to be in the streets. She got her man in a position, not just with the millions, but just mentally. Yo, she said, them streets don't love you. I do. So if you're going to rock with me, you got to get out the streets. She took his money. She flipped it for him before he got caught up in anything. Okay? And you can follow them on Instagram. She's at Super Scent, I believe. S-U-P-A Scent, C-E-N-T. And he's Mr. Move in Silence. Their relationship was so beautiful to watch because this is a girl that's still eating off paper plates and made $1 million. And literally, matter of fact, I'm taking away from her. She didn't make $1 million in a day. No, she made $1 million in, I think, a couple hours. Okay, she used to do these things on the weekends. It used to be called Ask Super. And one time somebody was like, what if I make more than my man, this, this, and this? She said, I don't care if I made $300,000 yesterday. he still better come up in here and pay these bills and do what he's supposed to be doing. And I agree with that. And I don't know if that's the Southern in me. I don't know if that's just the way that I was raised. You have to. Because if you're not coming to the table with the money, you better come with the time. You better come with the time to be able to come out here and landscape this whole yard. I better have 14 rose bushes. My car better not never be dirty. And it's not that you're a slave to me. No, that's not what it's about. It's about if we reverse those roles and you put me in a position where I have more than you or I have more access to things and I can do things that you can't do, we have a problem. I'm not saying I'm going to disrespect you. I'm just saying I'm going to be dry. Okay? I ain't got it. I don't know what you want me to do with this information. If I'm out here hustling, working five jobs, and you work one job, I have no respect. Now, if your one job nets you more than my five jobs, we good. You gotta be just as hustling as I am. Because if you're not, we don't match. We're not going to the same place. I tell you, I don't care if you work at a junkyard, okay? And then y'all say, oh, Denise, you don't date regular dudes. Right, because regular dudes be doing regular shit, and I don't have time for it. And it's not judgment. That's a hard fact. So let's get into what's the difference between judgment and a hard fact. A hard fact is that girl is a whore, and she got something wrong with her. So I don't judge you whores, but what I look at and say is you don't have to do that, and that's what's making me angry. You don't got to give somebody your body because you unhappy. Go get happy. Whatever it is, whether you got to go to therapy, I'm a huge advocate of therapy, especially in the black community, because everything ain't going to be solved by calling your mama or big mama or calling your girlfriend that probably don't really secretly don't even rock with you like that down deep. Go to a therapist. You ain't got no insurance, honey. They got all kinds of free programs and access and things like that and community meetings and things you could do. Start yoga. Do some Reiki. Do the research. You could damn near do anything online. Anything online you want, you could do it. Do some cognitive therapy. Do something. Don't walk around giving people your body, giving them the opportunity to for you to contract something and get sick. There is an actual thing called demon dick. It's really true. Just like y'all want to, you know, talk about us, oh, she got that snapper and she the devil, and, you know, they call women sirens and all these other things. You don't think that there's a such thing as a spiritually transmitted disease? There is, okay? A lot of these dicks that y'all like are attached to people that, A, don't give a damn about you. Listen, you can be in a relationship, and I don't know who I'm talking to, but I do know who I'm talking to. You could be in a relationship with somebody for years, and they don't care about you at all. They don't value you. You two have brought nothing to the table together. You ain't got nothing but 14 pair of sneakers between the two of you, and that's all you have to show for your relationship, and you're proud of that. That's not okay. It's not okay for somebody to continually cheat on you. That's not judgment. That's a hard fact. And the hard fact is this. If the women that your man mess with is a whore, you a whore too. Because y'all sharing, y'all have one thing in common, that's him, right? I don't judge these hoes. I don't. All I say is I wish she would get help so that she could stop doing that to herself. Okay? Y'all don't like me because I tell people you're a goddamn whore. And me and you don't got nothing to talk about because I don't share. Listen, and I'm not a prude. Mama got that. Listen, we could talk about whatever you want to talk about on Tuesday. We're going to talk about it. Definitely not a prude. But I'm discerning. I'm learning discernment in dating just like I'm learning discernment in dick. Okay? I judged so many women for doing what they do and not realizing that the core reason that they did what they were doing whore-wise is because you have something happened. Now I'm thinking, like, were you molested? Were you desensitized to sex because you are allowing people to touch you inappropriately? Or, listen, there are very few women that just like sex that much where they just like, I just really like being rammed. I really like semen everywhere on me. I really like, you know, doing this and sucking dick. There are people that really I like that. So those people, I applaud you. That's not a whore to me. That's just a little bit of thought behavior, but that's not a whore to me. That's somebody that she genuinely likes sex. She's getting what she wants out of it. You guys go and you start sleeping with these dudes, and you're not getting anything out of it. You're not getting pleasure. You're not getting enjoyment. You're not getting anything other than to say that you got a man. Girl, bye. Girl, bye. Okay? I sat there, judged this gentleman, didn't even know the pain that he had went through. You know, and it's crazy because he didn't even say, you know, that's how you know that somebody loved somebody is when they can sit there and have a conversation with you about that pain and not disrespect that woman at all. That, to me, was so hugely attractive about this gentleman that I haven't seen that in a while. Now, remember I told you that I had a conversation with somebody about, and he was talking about his girl because he thought that my dude slept with his girl and all this other crazy stuff at the time. This is back a few months back. And he looked at me. Remember I said that level of vulnerability where he was like, you know, but I love her. And even though he was with somebody, this, this, and this, those are the things that make me sad because we're staying with people for fear of being judged. Like, oh, if I leave this person, right, now I got to do it on my own and I got to. Well, baby girl, if you was doing it on your own anyway, just keep doing it. Okay, I would never tell you that you don't need no man. I'm not this way. I'm not a city girl. I ain't going to tell you I don't need no man. I need you. I need men. I do. But at the same time, I need for me to be healthy because if you're going to come in my life to wreak havoc, you can stay where you are. So in your 40s, you get to the age of discernment, right? Part of discernment is being able to judge when somebody is telling you the whole truth because it benefits them. See, a lot of people only want to tell you the truth when it benefits them. I'm never going to tell you the truth about me because it benefits me. I tell you what I be doing, how I be doing it, this, this, and this, except for sex because I think that's inappropriate conversation and that should be between me and my partner that I'm sleeping with. But anything else, that's why you don't really see people coming for me online like that because it's like, what are you going to say that I ain't already told the people? Oh, you was fat. I know. I was sick. Oh, you divorced. I know. I told y'all that. You ugly. I be telling y'all sometimes I'm ugly on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I don't feel like combing my hair. Oh, you fell off. Yeah, that was probably a couple years ago. I did, but I told y'all that. I told y'all I had problems parenting. I told y'all I had problems in my marriage. I told y'all I had problems. Like, everything that y'all talking about, I'd rather hurry up and tell myself first so that y'all don't have, you will never have that power over me. Now, if you choose to judge me based on that, kudos to you because maybe that's outside your limit of expectation until it happens to you. You know what's so crazy? A lot of the people that judged me throughout the last, like, 5-6 years that had so much to say, those were the same people, I promise on God, that came back to me asking me how to get in a situation, how to get out of situations that they had gotten into after you judged me about mine. And you know what true love is and self-actualization is when you can look at those people and say, you know what, let's set up a date to sit down and talk about it. I know what you said about me. Let's put that right on the table right then and there because I'm not going to play these games with y'all. Y'all sit there and play these games. I don't play games like that about people. If you judge me harshly and you come to me as an adult and say, you know what, maybe I didn't know, because y'all know I don't like apologies because you meant what you said in the moment. Whether you told me you hope I die, whether you said you hope my kids die, or even though I only got one baby, you know, whatever you said, you felt that way in the moment, so you can't take that back. It's in the universe. There's a consequence for that. But for me, and I had to stop too, okay? But for me, I find that I judge people not because, like I said, I'm not judging her because she's a whore. I'm judging her. And I've seen another whore this weekend that I was like, but in my mind, I started feeling sorry for her because I'm like, she's doing this to get male attention because she didn't get it coming up. And it's sad because this girl is built like, what's the thing from Despicable Me? I became sick because I'm like, it's sad that the only reason that you judge me and you don't like me is because of what someone else told you that was also sleeping with you and sleeping with me and 14 other people at the same time and had a girlfriend. You see what I'm saying? And that makes me sad that you're not smart enough to say, you know what, maybe something wrong with him. Maybe he's a liar. Maybe he don't tell the truth all the time. Because that's the first thing I do. And I'm going to keep drilling that in your mind because I want women to stop hating on other women because the thing that we have in common is a dick. Literally, pun intended. What you hating on me for? But what men need to understand is that when you, and I saw this level of embarrassment with the gentleman that I was speaking with because he's like, here I am, and it's just like the thing say, you thought you was the only one, right? Because if they would do it with you, they would do it to you. Don't you ever forget that. I don't get the game messed up. That's why people don't shock me. And they say, well, why you still deal with this person? Oh, because I knew who that was. I knew who this person was when I was messing with him. I liked what he had to offer. I bid my time with him. And then that was that. And then when it was done, it was done. I only get hurt when people put this mask on for fear of judgment. I don't care if you're a serial killer. Be like, yo, sometime I be killing people in the woods and shit. Just say that. Because then as I find out that you a serial killer, now I got to judge you. Now I got to be like, damn, you know, you should, why did you do this? And now anything that happened to you prior to this in your childhood, I don't care. judgment is not the same as hard facts. Oh, you judging people that don't pay their child support. No, you not paying child support is a hard fact. You not taking care of your kids, those are hard facts. Yes, I'm going to judge you because there is no reason for that. Unless you homeless and you are living in a cardboard box, listen, I judge people when I see that you've been at Red Lobster or eating at Olive Garden and I know your kids ain't heard from you and seen you in years. That's a problem for me. Everybody always says that they don't have money to do X, Y, and Z. I don't believe that. I believe we have money to do what we want to do. And if we can you know, take a minute out and look at other people's financial situations, right? So people say, oh, why are you upset about this situation over here? Well, because y'all up here talking about brunches and going on cruises, and we have a child that is in need of X, Y, and Z. I'm not talking about my ex-husband. I'm talking about a different situation. We have a child that's out here that needs X, Y, and Z. His mother's deceased. The father's not in the picture. And here's the kicker. Y'all ready? The father's a preacher of this child. And don't rock with him. Try to say the little boy ran away. Ain't no missing persons report. I had to go to the courts, do all this other stuff. The little boy is literally out here hanging on by a thread. Mother died suddenly. You know, we as a community, as a collective, as a family came together to help. So I was very pleasantly surprised to hear that, you know, the people that said they were helping now. But I was judged for bringing the information to the group because they're like, well, we didn't like your delivery. No, you don't care about my delivery. You don't like me. That's why you're a damn whore. A whore's whore. And anybody that sits up there and co-signs that, when they find her dead in somebody's ditch, it's y'all fault because y'all co-sign that behavior. I don't co-sign stuff like that. I say my piece, y'all might get mad, and we could be cool after that, or we could be whatever because you're still a woman, you got some problems. But don't ever try to play me and make it seem like me and you are the same. You and I are not the same. I respect the sanctity. If I don't respect nothing else in this life, I respect the sanctity of marriage. And any time if I did mess with somebody that was married, trust me, I promise to God I didn't know. So I don't receive any discourse for that or any consequence for that. So there shouldn't be any judgment. Judge your people. But I'm going to have to judge certain people because you set out to hurt and deceive, right? There is a judgment and a consequence for that. And so when people's lives be all messed up and, oh, my God, this person back to back to back, mind your damn business. Mind your goddamn business and go drink some water. Look, I'm going to take a sip for you because guess what? You can't step in and save everybody. You might be interrupting their karmic reaction. You don't know what that person did that they deserve all the crap that's happening to them right now. And I don't feel sorry for you because when my karma comes swift. I just got to stand in it. I got to stand in it. Some people think that some of my karma came from a consequence from doing this. No, no, no. I'll receive no consequence for that because when you lead with love, there's no consequence. There's no consequence when you're leading with love, aside from those that were built on godly bonds. Okay? We have to learn to just sit there and say, what does this have to do with me, and why is this any of my goddamn business? And if we're going to judge somebody, judge based on facts. Don't judge based on what you've seen people situationally do. Because we could judge Mike Tyson all day, right? He's an animal. He's this. He's that. But then you see him with his kids. You see him doing stuff in the community. You see people that took advantage of him. You see him not being loved. You see him, you know, growing up in these terrible situations. And it's hard to hate somebody like that. And that's how I feel about a lot of y'all that I judge based on what somebody else told me, like what type of mental psychosis was I going through that I just really believed some whore over what, and it's not male or female, somebody that can't even control her pussy, I believe you just because you a woman. No, we need to start checking each other. And another thing, some of y'all friends is ugly as hell. Y'all have a hard time, you know, your friend cute, oh, she cute. Tell your ugly friends they ugly. Inside and out. You know why? Because those are the ones that need to be checked and need to understand you are not that serious. I posted a meme not that long ago. You know, some of y'all are only 10s because of the town that you in. Go travel. Go do some stuff. I'm not judging. What I'm saying are cold, hard facts. You can't judge somebody and you ain't walked in their shoes. And I think that that's also part of healing, is me being able to look at people that I perhaps may not like, or may, you know, you may have beef. I don't got beef with you. I don't care. I'm too old to be beefing. I'll put you in jail. I don't care. But what I'm saying is it's now I'm starting to look at people like, wow, if I felt this way, then I know that this person is probably not, you know, as old or seasoned as me, and I know this person must be hurting too. And all you can do, I don't pray for you hoes because I don't care, because I know y'all ain't praying for me. You praying for my downfall, but it ain't going to work. But we got to stop the judgment. We got to start looking at the whole story. And then when people come and bring you information, you got to say, what does this have to do with me, and why are you telling me this? Mind your business. Drink water. Tune in on Tell the Truth Tuesday. We're going to do a show a little bit about some dating. And right now I just kind of want to leave with this song that's kind of painful, but it's beautiful, and it's just indicative of everything that everybody is going through. And enjoy.
Really need no one else except for the man.